Su Hui was sad. She wandered around the garden with her flower-shaped parasol in search of a duckling, lost who knows where outside of the garden. Let's hope she finds her way back home. Su Hui sighed. Sadly, the duckling was not the only one to have lost its way home. The emperor had summoned her husband to become governor in a faraway desert region of China. There had been no word of him since he left home. No news by sea, no news by land. And with that concubine he insisted to bring along, there was little reassurance. She should have left with him too, but how could she ignore his betrayal? A butterfly with delicate pink and blue wings flew on top of the flower-shaped parasol as if to say, "Don't worry. Cherish the beauties of nature surrounding you." The chirping of a nightingale and the soaring flight of a dragonfly shook her from the sad thoughts and followed her along the path to the pavilion. That quiet corner of the garden was her beloved retreat, where she could devote herself undisturbed to her favorite activity, poetry. Then nature became the mirror of the soul, the inspiration like water flowing from a spring. But that day, inspiration didn't flow. She impatiently looked forward to the tea ceremony to share her thoughts, ask for advice, and find consolation with her best friend. The air in the garden echoed with laughter, exclamations, and whispered thoughts in an exclusively feminine world. A rabbit passed furtively by the bush behind the fence, sniffed the air, raised its ears. Envious of the garden, with a long leap it jumped in. As darkness fell, an owl timidly let himself be heard. The moon rose behind the cherry tree, not yet in bloom, its silvery rays interspersed with the tree branches, drawing a curtain of lights and shadows on the lake below. Standing by the bridge, at the center of the lake, Su Hui lifted her gaze to the starry sky. Was her beloved also looking at that the very moment? Inspiration began to flow in Su Hui, as the celestial weaver weaves the constellations that shape the fate of men and nations, so she would be the weaver of her own destiny, weaving the moments of the soul with thin silk threads, luminous like stars, in a brocade of silk as round as the celestial vault. Her original poem has been lost, but its fame grew throughout the centuries. In a 10th century version, it is shaped into a palindrome made of 840 characters with 7,940 different ways of reading it. During the Qing Dynasty, it added the heart character. And in the binary language of computers, the sequence of 40 flowers and leaves in the central circle of the quilt stands for a word, then and now, always is universal. Love.